If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
Hey everybody, it's John Pollock with you. We're putting up another free sample from our WrestleMania week coverage. We're going to go back to Saturday's show, which was hosted by John Cena and Kate from Montreal. They have an entire review of Joey Janela's Spring Break up on the Post Wrestling Cafe feed, which you can check out. Here is their review of Sabu versus Joey Janela in their No Ropes Barbed Wire match in Sabu's retirement from Friday night's event in Las Vegas. We have plenty of shows up at postwrestlingcafe.com covering all of the major shows from WrestleMania week. We're back tonight, myself and Wei Ting chatting after WrestleMania night two.
We move on to the main event, a no rope barbed wired match. Joey Janela versus Sabu. A lot of questions going into this show. Would Joey Janela be cleared? Because he's coming off of a shoulder injury that he suffered? I know he suffered a really bad injury recently.
Yeah, it was, I want to say like a torn pectoral muscle.
Yeah, I think that makes more sense.
Looks fully separated.
And of course, there's always a question, will Sabu show up, will he not? And we'll find out after this match. There was a small chance that he possibly didn't show up, and he ultimately did here. A little bit of time in between these matches here is, of course, they have to take down the ropes and replace it with barbed wire. So they show a bunch of video package, all these promos leading into this match where Janela kept showing up to all these GCW events, in his sling, being injured, but hyping up this match. And then they have to stall a little bit more here. So they run down the GCW schedule again. And then Veda Scott doesn't mention any names, but she mentions that she's able to see legends in attendance to potentially see Sabu's final match, because not only is this a no rope barbed wire match, but it's also promoted as Sabu's final match. Of course, in wrestling, that's always a big question mark. But I will say, Kate, off the bat, this definitely was a bang way to go. This was Sabu's last match, because they weren't pulling back at all in this match. There was so many spots here that if this is indeed Sabu's last match, a hell of a way to go.
Yeah, I think that you were never going to get more out of a Sabu match than this. They managed to sort of arrange things so that he didn't have to go like full out. Like, there was enough shenanigans that he would get, he didn't have to do a solid run. Like, he could get a bit of a breather. But that's, you know, that is how you work around someone's age and infirmity.
Sabu comes out decked out in this nice white suit. Of course, can only mean one thing in wrestling: when you wear all white, you're going to be seeing red. He starts to survey the ring. He wants to make sure that everything is good. Everything checks out for him as far as the chairs goes and everything. But Janela attacks him from behind to start the match. But right away, Sabu takes a spike from his shoe and he stabs Janela in the head as they start bleeding already here. And then we hear a familiar whistle. It can only mean one thing here as Bill Alfonso shows up here to back up Sabu in the corner. Janela is bleeding from the forehead here as Alfonso tosses Sabu a chair. He teases launching off of it before tossing the chair right into Janela's face. But then he does leap off this chair, and oh my God, he goes face first into this barbed wire net on the outside. I thought we saw a death on this show. The way he landed, this man, forgive me, I don't know how old Sabu is, but he should not be doing, like, any human shouldn't be doing anything like this. But the
I wouldn't recommend a 20-year-old do this spot, much less someone who is Sabu's age with the kind of wear on his body that he has. Because it's one thing, like, he went face first into this barbed wire, but then you look at it and he's almost kind of garroted himself. Like, I was looking at that going, the getting out might be worse than the going in, the way that he was positioned.
No, you're absolutely right, because like the barbed wire was all trapped on his hair, his face, his jacket. Janela had to help him rip the jacket off. And trust me, this is not the craziest dive that we saw from Sabu. This match will continue here. Janela places a wooden board against the barbed wire rope, and he just whips Sabu into it as Sabu viciously goes flying on the... This is the spot I was talking about. So he goes into the corner, but remind you, there is no ropes here. There's nothing to stop you from flying. So Sabu goes flying viciously on the outside, and just you hear the... right on the concrete outside, and there's a pool of blood on the floor. So the second time in the match, I thought Sabu might have died here. I don't know if you felt the same way here, but this was so freaking wild, Kate.
Yeah, this was there were a few moments in this match where I was like, holy God. Like, and yeah, with Sabu, you're sort of thinking like, well, if there was anyone who'd want to die in the ring, it's just, I don't want to see it. Like, I don't want to be there when he does. But yeah, this was this was vintage Sabu. This was ECW Sabu.
So of course, as everybody has to check on Sabu to see if this guy is still breathing, you have to bring in more people to kind of stall here as we have Atticus Colgar running to the ring. He attacks Janela before putting Alfonso through a barbed wire board in the corner. But then the lights go out. We hear Metallica. Enter Sandman. Only could be one man here as we see the Sandman appear in the crowd. Veda Scott says,
Eventually,
yeah. He eventually shows up. I'm like, where is he? But he eventually does show up here as Veda Scott says, what fucking year is this? As she is just as confused as everybody else. We go back to the ring. We have both of the Colgar brothers here attacking Janela with skewers and a chair. Sandman just taking his time to get to the ring here. He eventually makes it through the crowd here. Sabu eventually gets on his feet. He gets involved with the Colgars here. Sandman enters the ring. The crowd chants ECW at a GCW show here as Sandman takes out Otis and Atticus with the kendo sticks, which sends them packing. Janela then takes out the Sandman as Sabu re-enters and launches Janela into two barbed wire doors. Janela gets back into the ring here as Sabu fakes a handshake just to launch Janela onto the barbed wire net. And then he launches a chair into his face just to make sure that he's still, you know, that he's not breathing. They start trading punches before they go into a chair duel. They launch chairs into each other's faces until Sabu just like, you know what? I'm just going to hug you. And he hugs Janela here before they go back into punches and chairs as the crowd chants, this is awesome. Sabu starts hammering the chair down on Janela's head repeatedly until he hits the Arabian Facebuster, making the cover and getting the win here at 17 minutes and 7 seconds. You know, usually I would say I hate matches like this, but this worked. Honestly, everything in this match worked. You know, hopefully everybody's okay and everybody did things safely. But like I said, this is the way to go for Sabu. Hell of a job to everybody involved. Yeah. I didn't hate this match whatsoever. And I feel like the reaction I've seen, I expected like a lot of hate coming out of this, but it's kind of universally praised at this level. Like it's been really well received.
I think if you're watching a GCW show and you're watching something build as Sabu's last match and you were angry about the wildness and the violence that you saw, that you've maybe sort of missed the point. Like this is a promotion that built its name doing like extremely violent wrestling, and they've added a lot else that is no longer their focus, but it is always going to play a big role. And Sabu is Sabu. Like, you could not have expected anything else. I thought that they did a lot. They did a lot more than I was expecting. I thought it was very smart to do that whole break with Sam, because, like I said, him doing like this whole match, like it would have been a lot shorter than it was. But the break that they kind of inserted in the middle was a good idea because it allowed them to have a longer match. It probably allowed them to do more spots. But, you know, it didn't force him to be on his feet moving around that whole time. Was a little bit funny when Sandman, I think, appeared to get lost on his way to the ring. Because he's like, he was sort of going out, he'd like pop out in one place, pop another. Even, I think, Veda Scott at one point said like, it could be confusing getting down from the balcony.
That's just one of the charms of Sandman, right? It's just like, and that's my question for you. Like, I kind of like this idea of Janela being like the last opponent for a lot of these legends. And you could do this annually at Spring Break. Next year is the, you know, the 10th anniversary of Spring Break, right? Why not do Sandman versus Janela if possible? And just have that be Janela's thing every year for Spring Break. He wrestles a legend and he's, you know, their last opponent and gives them a nice send off on a national level. I think that's a great way to go out.
Well, and I think also locks Janela into having something to do at each of these shows without necessarily having to involve him in their world title picture because
Epi's the world champion. Yeah, Epi's a world champion. Yeah. And he wasn't even on the card. The match is happening today at the Big Gay Brunch against Dark Sheik, right?
Yeah. And I understand, like, it might seem weird that at their biggest show of the year, that their world title wasn't defended, but it's just sort of a good reminder of how important the Big Gay Brunch is to the collective, and that it has always been Effie's thing. So, of course, he's going to choose to defend it against another member of the queer community on his feature show. So I was actually pretty happy with that. And look, there was no room for a world title match on this show. Like, this was, it was already, I already would have said that it was a bit overstuffed. Like, that I would have, I might have dropped a couple of matches just to, you know, that's my tendency to edit. But yeah, I think that this one was just fine the way it is. It didn't lose anything from not having a world title defended.
On the Effie note, at one point when they were promoting his show for today, they called it Joey Janela's Big Gay Brunch before correcting themselves. And like, don't worry, Janela is accepted. Like, Janela is okay with that if you were to run that show. For 1 year, I just want to see the roles reverse where he gets Effie Spring Break and then we get Joey Janela's
and Joey Janela's Big Gay Brunch. Why not? I'll bet they'd be down for it.
Oh, absolutely. After the match, though, Janela gets on the mic and says that up to a couple of hours ago, he didn't know if this match was actually going to happen, but Sabu did show up, and hell, what a way to show up here. Janela brings up how Sabu didn't show up at the Indie Wrestling Hall of Fame, I think it was last year or the year before, so he hands him the plaque here and says that he is on his Mount Rushmore of wrestlers and calls him his favorite wrestler of all time, and he's the reason why there are 2,000 people in this building today, and they pose together to end this 3.5 hour plus show. But like I said, I didn't hate the length of it. Like, there was, like you said, there was a couple of matches I would have cut out of it, but I didn't, like, that wasn't a complaint coming out of it. Like, oh, it's too long. And this is a show that started at 10 p.m. Eastern time that went over, you know, to like 1:30 in the morning. So I enjoyed this show from top to bottom. And it was, like I said, probably one of the best GCW shows that I've seen.
Yeah, I preferred it to the Hammerstein show. I thought that you had like a couple of very strong stories with the build up to Janela versus Sabu and the build up to Coker versus Fuego. You got stars from other promotions coming in. I think, you know, very happy to see Susu Suzuki get a spot. Megan versus Bozilla, I it was just such an unexpected match, and I was really happy about it getting a spot on the card. So yeah, I thought that, like I said, probably the Zach Mance match, don't think was necessary. Minoru Suzuki versus Matt Tremont, probably not necessary. Like, especially when you had like two really strong sort of death matches on the show. That one, it didn't compare. Like, it wasn't a terrible match or anything, but it's just, if you've got a 3.5 hour show, then there are going to be things that could be edited out. Like, the tag match, I think, was included purely to move the belts back where they were intended to be. But yeah, I thought a very strong show.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at Aura.com/listen. That's AURA.com/listen.